Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew preaches a special message on the importance of delegated authority, entitled, Respect Your Pastors, preached April 22, 2018. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning with verse 12.
Friends, you have come into the presence of God. Through me, God is speaking to you. You fear Him and tremble before Him and do what He is telling you to do. Through my word, God is speaking to you. Hear Him and do what He wills. Respect your pastors. That's the title. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 through 13. Recently, a popular evangelical pastor said, in essence, that pastors have no authority. If that is true, parents of the family have no authority to command their children to obey them, according to the fifth commandment given in Exodus 20 and verse 12, honor your parents, that it may go well with you, that you may live long in the land. It is God's command enforced by the parents. Police of the state would have no power to tell you anything if what the popular preacher said is true. God alone is the sovereign of His universe. All authority belongs to Him. Yet He delegates authority to family, church, and state. You read my volume 2 of Romans. And it says this, listen. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities. What does that mean? That means they have authority to govern you. For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and he will commend you, for he is God's servant to do you good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also because of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes. For the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. So it is not biblical to say pastors have no authority to rule the church. Of course, many pastors and priests are not called or sent by Christ. They are self-called or church called, or devil called. Such pastors preach a different gospel, a different Jesus, and a different spirit. Paul pronounces a curse on these. They have no authority. Galatians 1, 8 and 9, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you received, let him be eternally condemned. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 4. For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough. For such men are false prophets, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve. Listen to what Jesus said. Matthew 28. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go." That means, therefore go with this authority Christ has. We are sent by Christ with his authority. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to, what, sir? Obey whatsoever things I have commanded you. And not only that, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Acts chapter 1, 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You want to know who I am? Well, let me tell you. It was he, Christ, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers. Acts 20:28, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. If you are not convinced, Romans 10, how then can they call on the one they have not believed, and how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard, and how can they hear without someone preaching to them, and how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Without hearing the gospel, you cannot be saved. And you cannot hear the gospel unless somebody is sent by Christ himself. 2 Corinthians 2, 14 through 17, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such a task? Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ, We speak before God with sincerity, like men sent from God. 1 Peter 5, 1 through 4. Read my forthcoming book on 1 Peter. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's suffering, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be pastors, shepherds of God's flock. That is what, sir, under your care. Serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve. And not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive. The elders will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Such pastors are to give an account to the chief shepherd, under whose authority they work, having received a holy, high, and heavenly calling to preach the true gospel regarding the person and the redemptive work of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let us consider now three scriptures that deal with pastors and their spiritual ministry. First, 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 through 13. It reads, "Now we ask you, brothers, to respect, that is, appreciate, those who work hard among you, who are over you," in other words, who have charge over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love. Not high or higher, highest regard, NIV. Because of their work, live in peace with each other. Number of points we want to consider under this scripture. First, the scripture teaches us respect, respond, and receive a blessing. We are asking you, brothers, St. Paul the Apostle of Jesus is asking members of the Thessalonian church, the authority of the apostle is the authority of Christ himself. Through the apostle, Christ is speaking to his holy church to respect, to honor, to hear and do the pastors he has appointed to govern the church. The true believers obey the apostolic admonition. Second, to appreciate, that is to honor pastors based on knowledge. Knowledge of who they are and what they do. You want to know who they are? Acts 14:23, Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting committed them to the Lord in whom they had put their trust. You want to know who they are? 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 7, here is a trustworthy saying, if anyone sets his heart on being an overseer is the same as pastor, is the same as an elder. He desires a noble task. Now the overseer must be above reproach, the husband of but one wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must rule or govern or manage his own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect. If anyone does not know how to govern his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. You want more? Titus 1, 5 through 9. The reason I left you in Crete was that you might straighten out what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I directed you. An elder must be blameless, the husband of but one wife, a man whose children believe and are not open to the charge of being wild and disobedient. Since an overseer is entrusted with God's work, he must be blameless, not overbearing, not quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness, not violent, not pursuing dishonest gain. Rather, he must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, who is self-controlled, upright, holy, disciplined. He must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, and so he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. Pastors, they are gifts of the ascended Christ, the head of the church, Ephesians 4:11. Appointed by the Holy Spirit, Acts 20, verse 28, and received by the local church. They are under shepherds, accountable to the chief shepherd, 1 Peter 5, 2 through 4, and Hebrews 13, 17. Friends, listen, there were believers in the Thessalonian church who were disrespecting the pastors and living a disorderly, disobedient life. The matter was reported to the apostle, 2 Thessalonians 3:11. And he is giving them apostolic command to live a disciplined and orderly lives under pastors, that they respect them. Work out your salvation, how, sir? With fear and trembling. And that they respond to them, obey them. And that they receive the blessing of eternal salvation. Friends, understand the key. Respect, respond, and receive a blessing. Without respecting the minister, you will not pay attention to the gospel he preaches. That you will not respond to the gospel in faith to receive the blessing of eternal salvation. Romans 10:13 through 15, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Isaiah 52:7. In the family, sir, listen, the principle works in the family and in the state. Respect, response, and receive a blessing. In the family, children who do not respect their parents will become wild and disobedient. Titus 1 verse 6, an elder must be blameless, the husband of but one wife, a man whose children believe and are not open to the charge of being what, sir? Wild and what, sir? Disobedient to whom? To Christ Himself. Like Eli's children. The head of the husband is Christ. The head of the wife is the husband. The head of children are the parents. Children are to obey parents and be saved. Respect, respond, receive the blessing of eternal life. Third lesson we learn from this text. Pastors who labor means what's a toil, work hard. Colossians 1:29, Paul says, to this end I labor, I toil, I work hard, struggling with all His energy which so powerfully works in me. Energy of the Holy Ghost. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. They toil, they work hard for the Lord. They are not idlers. There were lazy believers in Thessalonica. They saw pastors working hard and yet they refused to work hard 6 days a week according to God's own command. 1 Thessalonians 4:11 and 12, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, mind your own business and to work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, so that you will not be dependent on anybody. 2 Thessalonians 3:6, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers, to keep away from every brother who is idle and does not live according to the teaching you received from us through the pastors. 2 Thessalonians 3:11 through 14. Let me tell you, if you are lazy and not work hard, you are sinning against God Himself. And I hope today you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit and work hard, that you may be promoted, sir, rather than demoted. 2 Timothy 3:11 and through 14, we hear that someone among you are idle. They are not busy, but they are busy bodies. That's a problem. They are sinning. Not working, but sinning. Such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the bread they eat. And as for you, brothers, never tire of doing what is right. If anyone does not obey our instruction in this letter, take special note of him. Do not associate with him in order he may feel ashamed. I said, God called pastors, work hard. Acts 20, verse 35, Paul says, in everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. God's people are successful people. Their job is the job of the ministers to bring the elect who respect the pastors to build up the elect in the most holy faith. 2 Corinthians 13:10. Every leader must listen to this. This is why I write these things when I am absent, that when I come I may not have to be harsh in my use of authority. I said all leaders, including parents. What is your job? The authority the Lord gave me for building you up. And my interpretation is to build every child up in God's salvation, that they be saved. That's the greatest blessing in the world, that every child be saved. As Joshua said, I and my household, we will serve the Lord. The Philippian jailer asked in the middle of the night, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your household. It's a tragedy that the kids of believers are not saved. The work of the elder, the pastor, their work is spiritual. To preach, to teach, to counsel, to rebuke, to correct, to train in righteousness, to pray, to warn, to admonish, to manage the home, to govern the church, to have believing children, to encourage, to comfort, to study hard the Word of God, to marry, to bury, to baptize, to visit the sick, to help the poor, to exercise discipline, to admit members, and to expel wicked people, to rule well, to write books, and to suffer persecution. When you stand for truth, people speak evil of you and persecute you. But God says, blessed are you. Fourth lesson. They are over you. That means the sheep are under you. And here we read 1 Timothy 3, 4 through 5. You heard it already. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect and so on. Matthew 8, verse 9. Centurion says, for I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. To this one I say go, he goes, and so on. That's what. Pastor is over God's people. And they are under the pastor. And the sheep are under them to hear and do the word of God preached by the pastors by the Spirit's anointing and power. Friends, the church is an aspect of the kingdom of God where Christ rules through his ministers. The great shepherd, the chief shepherd, the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, is over the pastors to whom they must give an account of their work. Hebrews 13:17, obey your leaders and what, sir? Submit to them. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, and so on. 1 Peter 4:5, but they will have to give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. A pastor cannot be autonomous. He is under Christ and must give him an account of what you did. Fifth, pastors admonish you. That means they warn you, they rebuke you when you sin, and correct you to bring you back to the straight and narrow way of holiness, all because they love you. Acts 20, verse 31, so be on your guard. Remember, for 3 years I never stopped to warning each one of you night and day with the tears. I went to the top seminary in the world and there was a professor by name Dr. J. Adams. He wrote books on nouthetic counseling. The word nouthetic is used in Acts 20 verse 31. And 1 Thessalonians 5:14, we urge you brothers, warn, nouthetate, those who are idle, encourage the timid, and so on. Nothetic counsel means put into the mind of God's people God's word and demand that they repent and they obey. It is the word of God the pastor must put into the noose, the mind. And that's the ministry of the parents also. Have you done that job, sir? Number six, hold pastors, hold them in the highest regard in love, NIV. Paul uses a triple intensive adverb in the Greek. Huper ek perisu. And he uses the same adverb in Romans 5:20, Ephesians 3:20, 2 Corinthians 7:4, 1 Thessalonians 3:10 and 5:13, translated in various ways, superabundantly. Superabundantly, beyond all limits, exceeding abundantly above all, Ephesians 3:20, esteem most highly, hold them in the highest esteem, trust them with the greatest respect and love, Good News Bible. Hold them in the highest possible esteem, New English Bible. Huper ek perisu. Hold them in the highest regard in love. Now remember what I said. Respect, respond, receive a blessing. How come your children are cursed? Because you didn't demand anything and they didn't obey. So they are going on the broad way of eternal destruction. Esteem most highly, hold them in the highest esteem, and so on. Highest respect to pastors yields highest response to the word preached, and so they receive God's highest gift of salvation to sinners. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, preached by the pastor, called and sent by Christ, with the life-giving word. The true preacher alone has the true gospel. If they don't preach the Bible, they have no authority. Romans 10:15, and how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Verse 17, consequently, notice, faith comes from hearing the message of the gospel, the word of God, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Hold them in the highest possible esteem because they preach the word of God. 2 Timothy 4:1 through 5, listen, sir. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, he said this before he was beheaded, St. Paul. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give this charge. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instructions. For the time will come and has come, when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all duties of your ministries. because false and fake ministers abound in this country and around the world. The second scripture, 1 Timothy 5:17, the elders, that's pastors, who rule well are to be counted worthy of what, sir? No respect. Is that what it is? Worthy of double honor. Diplēs tīmēs. Double honor. Especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. Dr. John R.W. Stott says double honor means what, sir? Honor and honorarium. Without preaching and teaching the gospel by Christ called and sent pastors, a hell-bound sinner cannot be saved. No Harvard degrees, no amount of money, no political dominion of the world, no physical beauty can save you. Jesus said, what does it profit if you gain the whole world and what, sir? Lose your soul. God paid the highest price to redeem us, the blood of Jesus Christ. Respect the pastors who interpret correctly the scriptures and preach Christ faithfully without adding or subtracting or misinterpreting the text. Respect pious and learned pastors who preach the gospel in the Holy Ghost power. Speak with me. Respect, respond, receive. Third text, Hebrews 13:17. Read my book, Muscular Christianity, an exposition of the book of Hebrews. Read page 431 and so on. First, obey your leaders. Obey. What does that mean? Hear and do immediately, exactly, and with joy. Why? Because it is the word of God he is preaching. Present imperative. That means obey your leaders continually as they preach and teach the word. They have authority over you, authority delegated to them by Christ. Second, they are your leaders. They go before you. You follow. Jesus said, follow me. They follow Jesus, you follow them. Third, submit to them. A stronger word than obey. It is present imperative means keep on submitting to them. Hupeiko, resist no longer. Submit to their authority, yield to them. Number four, why? Because their pastoral work benefits you now and forever. They continually watch over you as pastors, even without sleep. And you read Luke 2:8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks at night, even losing sleep. Pastoral ministry is serious ministry. He works hard, sir. Even in the night, they are praying. They are interceding with God. Agrupneo means they lose sleep watching over the people of God. Number five, they must give an account of you to the great shepherd. This is true of parents. They are only under shepherds. Number six, obey them so that their pastoral work will be a joy, not grief. Groaning in the Greek. When you disobey true pastors, you grieve the pastor. I have experienced personally grief, much grief from people who rebel. rebel God in the world. Grieving of pastor is unprofitable, it says. It's a litotes. What is a litotes? The meaning is unprofitable. It is harmful. It is no advantage. It is harmful. And let me tell you, it is a loss. It is eternal loss. It is harmful to you. It means you are not a sheep of Christ. My sheep, what, sir? Hear my voice. If you are Christ's sheep, you will hear and do what he says through pastors, through parents. But a goat who will hear from Christ on the judgment day, then he will say to the goats on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." It is unprofitable. Disobedience, rebellion toward God is unprofitable. It is harmful. The conclusion has come. What is the conclusion, sir, if you are intelligent? Pastors have authority to tell you the word of God. That's why you said Jesus is what, sir?
Lord.
Lord. He alone has all authority. He commands me in the Bible through pastors that I obey the Lord Jesus. And that I obey parents. That I obey husband. That I obey pastors. That I obey the state, example the police. I obey God's delegated human authorities only when their commands do not, what, sir, contradict God's infallible word. Acts 5:29, Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than men." Acts 5:32, "We are witnesses of these things, so is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him." Did you know communist countries hold themselves as the highest authority? It is a crime if you don't acknowledge. But in the New Testament, they confessed Jesus is Lord. And they were killed. And in communist countries, they kill you. And that's why underground church, many people are in prison. Why? They obey God. Let me tell you, you are not the authority. I am not the authority. Who is the authority? I have received all authority in heaven and on earth, but he uses delegated authorities to govern. In the family, in the church, in the state. And you'll be blessed if you understand it and obey him. Respect, response, and the obedience and the blessing of eternal salvation. Heavenly Father, we pray that your blessing rest upon your people. I have delivered the message. Help them to respect you and respect all delegated authorities who faithfully teach and preach the word of God, which includes parents, Christian parents. And Lord, we pray that all children be brought to saving faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.